It's 7 minutes past 10. I'm Kara Lawrence. My guests today are two choral conductors of our community coming together to present a concert on Valentine's night. It will be held at the Stetson Chapel. No, go for it.
First Congregational.
My eyes can't find it. Okay, so much for my grand introduction. I'm talking to Michael Palmer and Kristen Ludva, the leaders, respectively, of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus and the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus. And it's very nice to have you here on this frosty Tuesday morning.
Good morning, and thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the program for next Wednesday night. Music starts at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. And the theme of the concert is love. Its title is?
Love is.
Yeah.
It comes from Lin-Manuel Miranda's speech when he referenced the different types of love, and we had this concept of putting together a concert that was not just focused on romantic love. So if people that are, you know, want to take their sweetie out for a date Wednesday night, by all means, they should do that. But that we felt like the idea of love was so much more expansive, and that, you know, there's a large part of the population that maybe gets left out on Valentine's Day because it is so focused on romantic love. And so we're talking about love of community and nature and spirit and all sorts of other types of love.
I remember that speech. It was when he accepted a Tony for Hamilton, and he composed a sonnet specifically for, because he knew it was very likely he would win. So he had a beautiful poem to present that night. Love is, love is, love is. So what gave you the idea, Chris, of sharing the stage so generously? It's you're just brand new to the community.
Well, I have to credit my colleague Corey Summers, because she was probably the one that, you know, said at that point, I don't think I knew, we were already in the throes of planning this season, and said, well, you know, the Kalamazoo Men's Chorus would be great, and of course First Congregational, one of the prettiest, wonderful acoustics in town. And Corey said, you know, I think you'd really enjoy Michael Palmer. And it's she was prescient. I've come to truly enjoy, you know, our relationship, and we're excited to collaborate with you in the chorus.
Indeed. Corey came to us early last fall. We were in the throes of, or actually late last summer, we were in the throes of planning our 90th season. And one of our mainstays over the last 5 to 7 years has been a Valentine's concert, primarily at one of the local breweries, Bell's Brewery, in the last few years. And we were planning actually to move away from the Valentine's show and move, try to space our shows out a little bit differently. And Corey came with this idea, and all of a sudden it just seemed like a great idea to move with. And it's been wonderful to get to know Chris and excuse me, and work together. And I think we spent, I don't know, 2 hours the first time we had lunch together. So it was a great friendship from the get-go.
And you didn't misspeak. You said, you didn't say ninth season, you said 90th.
I did say 90th, yes. The Kalamazoo Male Chorus is celebrating their 90th concert season this year.
That's just extraordinary. Not many music organizations get to say they've made it to their 90th year.
Right.
And Chris, I was kind of thinking that when you come to a new community and you have to kind of show your mettle, or, you know, it is it's almost more brave to say, sure, I'll share a concert with another ensemble rather than trying to just establish my stamp on this on this thing.
Well, I think most of us know that the arts are changing so quickly, so rapidly, that the idea of collaboration is you know, what probably 10 years ago even was something each of us dipped our toe in the water of, and we would, you know, do one concert a year with a different organization, and now it seems to be the lifeblood of most of these organizations to kind of cross-pollinate their audiences. And you know, I credit, again, colleagues of mine back in Indianapolis before I came here that had built a really wonderful kind of choral community. I think that's what we, Michael and I, see as being, you know, just an important part of who we are and what we can offer Kalamazoo. We're starting a beer choir in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. you know, and which is really open to anybody that wants to come and
look for that on
basically
Facebook.
Yeah. Drink beer and sing songs from a choral book, you know. So for us, it was really about it's so much more about the music and about the idea of celebrating, you know, vocal music, choral music together and whatever several groups that we can put together. And we have, I think, four in this collaboration. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. It's not only the Kalamazoo Male Chorus joining in. I also got the sense that you're pretty confident in who you are as a leader and a musician before you came to Kalamazoo through, as you mentioned, Indianapolis and summers in at the
Bayview. Yes, up in Petoskey.
Yeah. So you did bring, you have a good half career of experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been fortunate to have some great opportunities and work with some great people and have some great mentors that have all, you know, shaped who I am. So this is really it's an exciting place to be. We love Kalamazoo so far, and we're firmly planted in the idea of staying here for a long, long time. So
yeah, well, it's close to a lot of great things too. So you can continue to have musical adventures when you need them. Mm-hmm. The chorus is a large group of singers. The Bach Festival chorus, 75, 80. Mm-hmm.
60, roughly 70 for this incarnation, but often more in the spring when we do the larger works. So,
is that the kind of size ensemble you're used to?
Yeah, in the summers, usually, you know, I work with a 100-voice choir up there. But, you know, I think, you know, those of us as choral conductors, we love the small groups and the large groups. And it's, you know, I always said I get bored doing one of any one particular kind of thing, which I think Indeed. Why we like to spread ourselves around a bit.
Yeah, the chorus should number about 120 mm-hmm. with all the voices joining in together. It'll be it'll be fascinating to put 120 people in the space at First Congregational, and the acoustical environment is spectacular for those kinds of forces.
Would you tell me who else is joining in?
Well, besides the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, there's the Kalamazoo College Singers mm-hmm. and
a new group called Kaleidosong that I had brought with me from Cleveland. Started it probably 2 years ago, and it's essentially a professional chamber choir, 16 voices, and up to 24, depending on the needs of the group. And so we've assembled some singers from within Kalamazoo Bach Festival, some other folks from in town that have been with Civic and other organizations, and just trying to put something together that's, you know, I think a lot of it is about building an opportunity for those people that are young in their careers and have young kids and who may not be able to commit to a long, you know, every week at a certain time kind of commitment, but who have the chops and have, you know, many of them have gone to Western, have gone to Kalamazoo, et cetera, recent graduates, and really want an opportunity they can sink their teeth into, but can do it on two or three rehearsals.
What does, so you're juggling several different forces. What does the first, say, four songs of the program look like?
First four songs. Let's see. Okay, so I think we're starting with Jakob Händel, Musica, which is a big celebration of just, you know, music, kind of a invocation, if you will, or a fanfare to the concert. From there, oh, you would ask me this in order. I'm trying to find my order here.
Yeah, I see you're yes. You've got scores spread out.
Yes,
over
it's like the Nutty Professor here. You know. So I know that we're starting with Musica, and that's Kalamazoo Bach Festival. From there, I think we're doing. Let's see. Oh, gosh, you would ask me this. I don't know. Do you have an order?
And I don't have the order either.
I don't have an order either.
Well, it's still a week away.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Let's
it's fluid.
Let's tell folks the concert is next Wednesday on Valentine's Day at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. And really what I was getting at is that what we'll see is not just giant one block of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival chorus, then a block, you know, of four, you know, it really has the kind of variety where you hear massed voices, then solo voices.
Oh yeah,
then
absolutely,
a lot of that.
Absolutely, yes. One of the mass pieces that we'll be doing together is Morten Lauridsen's "Sure on the Shining Night." This is set to James Agee's poem, and it's just a stunning work that. We're doing it with SATB and everybody is involved in that mm-hmm. In that ensemble. And so it'll be 120 voice singing this very intimate work that sometimes compares the existential mind and spirit, death and dying, but yet comforted in the end. And in this marvelous, marvelous space, it's just a stunning work. That's one of the mass pieces that we're doing.
Well, we have an example that Chris brought along. So why don't we take a moment to hear Sure on this Shining Night. Do you remember the occasion or the ensemble that's heard in this recording?
That's a good question. If my phone hadn't died on the way in, I probably would,
okay.
But
okay.
Reference it.
Well, we'll try to give it some credit later on. But here's Sure on this Shining Night. You said Morten Lauridsen wrote the music, and the text is by James Agee. Music of Morten Lauridsen. That's his adaptation of text by James Agee called Sure on the Shining Night. The concert Love Is, Love Is, Love Is, Love is next Wednesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. And coming together are the Bach Festival Chorus and Kalamazoo College Singers with the Kalamazoo Male Chorus and the Ensemble Kaleidosong. Here today at WMUK are the music directors Chris Ludva of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus and Michael Palmer of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. That is a gorgeous piece of music and heard over the radio waves, quite sublime, but I think kind of unforgettable in a live setting with that many voices in First Congregational Church's space. Yeah.
It's an unbelievable space, and the ability to draw these four groups in collaboration, again, is just a great opportunity for not only the male chorus, but I think all of us. And to have that kind of quality repertoire, it goes to the heart of the entire program. And it's a varied program. Like you said earlier, it's not just the whole ensemble, but it is the individual choirs as well. And we're lucky as the Kalamazoo Male Chorus to be the guests of Bach Festival, so it's a little lighter load for us. And we are truly enjoying all of the work.
It sounds like if there was an example to come to mind, I would think of how the Western choirs produce their choral Christmas concert.
Indeed. Where, indeed.
There's an opportunity to hear very light textures and full textures, mm-hmm. and sometimes surprises from different parts of the room. Mm-hmm. I should mention to those out there who want to attend, there are tickets available now through the Kalamazoo Bach Festival website. It's kalamazoobachfestival.org. And the box office number or the Bach Festival number is 337-7407. And you can talk to someone right now.
Operators are standing by.
Thanks, Chris. Help me with that.
There's an operator of one, I think, probably standing by. But yeah, but just ready. Yeah.
And the Kalamazoo Bach Festival is offering something kind of special to two lucky winners of a raffle, I understand.
Yes, we, executive director, again, I mentioned earlier, Corey Summers, came up with this idea of raffling off a trip to Chicago. It's has an extensive value. I'll just leave it at that and say that it's a great deal. If somebody's looking for a gift for someone for Valentine's Day, the winner will be announced that night of the concert. So
the raffle tickets are separate purchase from the concert tickets, but the opportunity is there if you visit the website.
And it includes the I didn't know this until the other day, but part of the raffle ticket includes, if you win, you get to see Jesus Christ Superstar at Lyric Opera of Chicago. I mean, the fact that Lyric Opera is producing Jesus Christ Superstar is really
monumental in and of itself.
We could talk about that
like
for 10 minutes.
Intriguing enough to want to enter. Yes.
That's fantastic. So all that information is online right now at KalamazooBachFestival.org, or you can talk to Corey at 337-7407. Well, back to Wednesday night's concert, and let's look again at some of the music you've chosen. Did you coordinate on anything?
Yeah, well, I think this one, the How Can I Cry, we'll talk about that a little bit. This, Moira Smiley is a she's actually a graduate of Indiana University, was there when I was there as an undergrad, and did a lot of work. She has made quite a name for herself as an arranger and as a performer of a group called Voco, which is a female group. She's written a piece called How Can I Cry? And so this speaks to, I think, the sort of the love for social justice, I guess. The idea of trying to present a concert like this that celebrates all these different types of love, but also realize that, you know, most of us are still very, very fortunate and that we don't have to deal with a lot of the injustices that exist in our world. And we wanted to be mindful of that. So this is kind of a big big pre-finale. We'll tell them about the finale later at the end, I suppose. But right before the finale, this piece, How Can I Cry? And the text is really stunning. I think you have a recording of it if you want to play a little bit of that at some point.
Yeah, actually, I'd love to take another musical break. And first remind folks that I'm with Michael Palmer and Chris Ludva of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival, Kalamazoo Male Chorus. The concert is 7 p.m. next Wednesday, and details again are at kalamazoobachfestival.org. And this is a piece by Chris's colleague. What was her name again?
Moira Smiley. This is Voco doing How Can I Cry?
Music of Moira Smiley, How Can I Cry? And I'm with Chris Ludva and Michael Palmer, who are together putting on the Love Is, Love Is, Love Is concert for next Wednesday. Tickets at KalamazooBachFestival.org. Chris, we have to talk about how different that sounded from the piece we started with, which was a more conventionally, you know, choral piece. This is what the Kalamazoo Bach Festival chorus is up to these days?
Yeah. You know, it's a changing world, baby. I mean, I think we want to show, I mean, part of my goal for the Bach Festival, because it represents Kalamazoo College, I mean, it's an outgrowth of Kalamazoo College and hosted by, is that it should really represent sort of the MO of the college, which is this idea of diversity and social equity and opportunity and things like that. And so I feel like if we're going to do that, then we have to focus on music that may not be, you know, sort of standard Western choral music. And Moira just writes some really great stuff that draws on a lot of influences, Appalachian influences and soul, as you heard in there. It really runs the gamut next Wednesday night.
Well, I think we've seen that in choral music, there are no rules that can't really be broken. We've seen such amazing advance in participation, I think, and virtuosity in vocal ensemble music just in the last 20 years, 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Participation, I mean, that's a great segue to the finale. We talked, you know, while you were listening to that, we might as well give that away.
Sure.
The finale of this concert is a giant Beatles sing-along. So the audience will be invited to participate with all of the choir members. And that'll be a really nice, I think, sort of communal experience, you know, because who doesn't love the Beatles? And to have an audience full of 300 or 400 people plus the 120-some singers will just be a really riveting experience in that space.
It will be. It'll send them off into whatever Valentine kind of celebration that they're, they're doing following the concert. It'll send them off singing, and that's what we want to have done.
I asked Chris about the size of the Bach Festival chorus. I want to focus on the male chorus for a little bit.
Sure.
And what is the current size?
Current size is just over 40, and we're lucky to have such a an expanse of numbers this year for us. We've been touching into 8-9 part harmony over the last fall and into the spring, and that's not a place that we go to very often. The guys work so very hard, and we're an unauditioned chorus, so anybody that walks through the doors is really welcomed. We may do a voice test, but they are really welcomed into this community chorus, and so to be able to do that kind of work with one another is just incredible.
Are you happy with how the chorus is today in its 90th year? Are you pleased with the progress you've seen under your leadership?
I am, and it's the kind of progress that allows for the balance in the choral part of the program, but also the balance with the student scholarship program that's been part of the male chorus's history for the last 20 to 25 years. We've offered scholarships to music majors, non-music majors at the three colleges here in town, and have given as many as 7 scholarships, $1,000 scholarships per year, mm-hmm. Which is, that's a large sum of money to come up with for the organization. Some of it is privately funded, and others is through foundational funding as well.
Well, that's terrific. And you do have a website also?
We do have a website. It's KalamazooMaleChorus.org. And you can go there and get all kinds of information about the male chorus, hear some snippets of recordings, and also find out about what's happening in the future for us.
The season continues.
Indeed.
Beyond Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Into the spring. Yeah.
Season continues. Our last concert is in May of this year, the weekend of May 20th, or Sunday, May 20th. And that one we'll talk about a little bit later. But
okay.
This concert has proven to be such a joy for the chorus. Circling back to the Moira Smiley piece, we're just chatting about how when you have a male chorus, you don't get to hear the female parts very well or very often, other than through recording. And so the guys are in for a great, joyous surprise when we are all together next week in our dress rehearsal. So it's that piece especially is one that's just going to be very cool and joyful.
So that one, you will bring the two mm-hmm. choruses together for that.
Correct. Yeah.
What are some things you're doing as just the Kalamazoo Male Chorus?
Well, we have an old standard by Victor Young and Edward Heyman. It's When I Fall in Love. Mm-hmm. And we have a recording, but before we get to the recording, I want to say this is a piece. One of our goals for our 90th season is to go as far back into our library as possible mm-hmm. and dig up some of the pieces that predate my tenure. But also during my tenure, and this is one of the first pieces that I conducted with the chorus about, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago. And the recording that we have is the virtual duet between Natalie Cole and her father, Nat King Cole. And in the rendition that we're going to hear next Wednesday, we have a duet taking place between the chorus and French horn. This is an arrangement by James Mulholland. And the horn, French horn, takes a very keen and significant role in this arrangement. And this is also one of those arrangements where it breaks out into 8 and 9 part harmony. So we begin in unison, but it'll expand and contract out to that 8 and 9 part harmony. So it's a wonderful, wonderful arrangement. Very excited to present it, and especially with this edition of the male chorus. But our special guest is one of our scholars. His name is Zach Nicely. He's a French horn student here in Lynn Folk Studio at Western. And Zach is also a fine, fine bass singer. And so he's...
What a find.
Oh, my God.
Wow, seriously.
Yeah. And he is he's just a great guy, and loves to play horn with this group especially. And the horn part blends in so well with the guys. But...
you might take the house down with that.
Well, we're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping. We're hoping.
I do love that you opened our conversation today by kind of being very open to ideas of love of all kinds, besides romantic, because it is one of our greatest motivating factors, love of of other people, of our animals, of things sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Cherished.
Grandmothers.
Objects. Grandmothers?
Yeah.
What's this?
This is one of the pieces that we're doing. It's called 1,000 Grandmothers. It's a poem by Holly Near.
Oh, really?
And it was a reaction to the... This is one of those with your Kammerspielbach Festival, just do this. And it's actually just our female singers. But it's essentially the reaction to sort of global violence and sort of the strength of what the world would be like if it were run not by the folks that run the world, but by like 1,000 grandmothers. And it is fierce and nurturing and loving, and it speaks to a whole different kind of love, and that familial love and that generational love that is passed down. It's an exquisite piece.
Hmm. Another new find?
Uh-huh. J. David Moore is another current composer, writing a lot of great choral stuff. Again, sort of in the vein of Moira Smiley, where he doesn't, the only rule is no rules. And works in a lot of different genres, but this is a really, really gorgeous piece.
I want to remind listeners that my guests are Chris Ludva of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus and Michael Palmer, who leads the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. And the concert is next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a ticketed event. You can find out more at kalamazoobachfestival.org, where you can also find out about this trip to Chicago to see Jesus Christ Superstar.
Absolutely,
at the Lyric.
Yeah.
There's a raffle for that, and the winners will be announced the evening of the concert. So you guys must be able to share the same experience, where the love of and joy of finding an arrangement that blows your mind, of maybe pieces you're familiar with, but suddenly you realize that this person has turned it into a choral piece so special.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And most of our work, I think, takes place in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
getting ready for the season. And I'm fortunate to live in a home that has a particularly large living room. And we've ripped out all the carpet and put in a great audio system. And so I will oftentimes put on a CD, or I'll plug the computer in and make my wife, Barbara, sit in our little concert hall and experience all of this with me. And it is so much fun to find that arrangement and turn up the volume and just immerse yourself in the music, whether it's Christmas music or otherwise. It really is an extraordinary experience to find that gem among all of those hay bales that are out there.
Yeah.
There's so much good music, and in some cases, not so good music that you have to go through.
Got to separate the wheat from the chaff.
There you go. And so for me, that's my experiential part of it.
Yeah, I love that process of finding something that you had no idea was out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a, if you think about the millions of permutations that you could come up with, and for centuries that they've come up with, things like the Beeble Ave Maria that we're doing, to Just the way that these sonorities come together, the ability to pull in a poem. I mean, I think for me, that's one of the most significant things about choral music is that you have not just the music, but you have the text mm-hmm. and these ways of enhancing really gorgeous poems that just make them literally sing in a whole new way. It's such a process of discovery.
Have you ever discovered new music at a conference for choral conducting?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Thousand Grandmothers came from the last ACDA conference. The Moira Smiley piece did. The One Boy Told Me, another piece that the Kaleida Song is going to do, was discovered there.
Wow.
Much of this program.
So this is actually about face-to-face conversations and inspirations, some live music, but real sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have four or five close colleagues, and I count Chris among that group. Where inspiration comes from. Have you tried this piece? You need to sing this piece. My group just did this piece.
Yeah.
I saw this at ACDA, and it's really a round robin of conversation, either via texting one another anymore.
Right.
You got to hear this thing. Or by email. And oftentimes it'll be accompanied by some sort of recording or a snippet of a recording. And that's just as inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can we hear another piece
sure.
that Let's you see. Brought along?
Do you want to hear the little bit of the Beeble Ave Maria?
Sure.
That's sort of a classic cool. that I think people will... This is Robert Shaw Chorale. And
Beeble, does he go back a ways?
He goes way back, yeah. this is some of the older stuff. Not a current composer, but...
Beeble composed this about 1954.
Sounds right.
Yeah. He's a composer that lived from the early 1900s. He died in...
I'd call that a relatively recent setting of the Ave Maria.
Okay. Well, relative. Yes, true.
Relative,
yes.
But it won't sound like a recent setting. He died in just 2001. And this is a setting of the Ave Maria, and it's dotted with soloist chants, mm-hmm. Bass and tenor chants in between mm-hmm. Each chorus of the Ave Maria.
And it's antiphonal. This is one of the where we're collaborating, yep. but it's like two groups, two choruses, back and forth, kind of that Gabriele style.
Right.
So that'll be a really acoustically interesting experience in the space, I think.
Yeah, and it's all male choruses. Yes.
Tickets for this concert next Wednesday at 7 p.m. are available through the Kalamazoo Bach Festival website, kalamazoobachfestival.org, and kalamazoomalechorus.org has information as well.
Yes.
Let's hear Ave Maria by Beeble. And at this point in the concert is where I would need to collect myself. I'd need my hanky for that. The beautiful Ave Maria by Franz Beeble for male voices. And you had a few things that you mentioned during the music.
You've got to share that tidbit. That is so cool.
This is he was approached by one of his choristers in Germany. And his chorister was a fireman, and he asked Franz Beeble if he would compose a piece for his colleagues. And so this piece was composed for double chorus of firemen in the local community where he was conducting this community chorus. And And the other little tidbit, and that's fascinating. I just love that story.
Well, it showed, just the idea of, these rough men of action singing this tender piece.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then to find out that he served in the German army in World War II, and he was taken prisoner of war and actually interned at Fort Custer here in Battle Creek, just down the road. And continued to compose and formed a chorus there as well in the middle 40s. And so it was. He lived a fascinating career. He's an academic and community chorus guy, worked in the church, did some work at the Mozarteum in Salzburg as well. He was on the faculty there. So.
And that's just one highlight of a concert that has many, many pieces on it next Wednesday, 7 o'clock at First Congregational Church. And my guests here today are two choral conductors, the Bach Festival Chorus Director, Chris Ludva, and Michael Palmer, who leads the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. How many pieces would you say? Over a dozen?
I think we have 16 on the concert, 15, 16. So it's a good, rich, full concert, lots of variety. Mm-hmm. Lots of contrast. And
Beatles sing-along.
And a Beatles sing-along.
Yeah, exactly. How can you go wrong?
I can't wait to be one of the singers. This is great.
It is great when the entire congregation just can't hold back.
Indeed. Yeah.
It isn't. I guess it's not a congregation, even though it's being held in the church. It's an audience.
You bet.
People have congregated there.
And will congregate.
Yes, exactly. So yes. I think you're on par with that. It's good.
Details at KalamazooBachFestival.org. Ticket prices are there. Ways to buy the tickets are there. And also to participate in the raffle.
Win a trip to Chicago.
So, well, we're nearing the end of the hour. And I'm curious to know what we haven't gotten to just yet.
Let's see. I should probably give a shout out to we're doing the Kaleidosong group is going to do some Monteverdi. So we're going to step way back into 1500s, I think it is, for that.
You said this was a smaller group of professional singers that are driving up from Cleveland?
No, I started the group in Cleveland when I lived there before I came here, but then I decided that since I started, I could just move it here. So now it's here in Kalamazoo. And,
it's newly established.
Yeah. And interestingly, Kalamazoo. When I formed it, I called it Kaleidosong because, I wanted it to be sort of this idea of a lot of different repertoires done with integrity and excitement and facial expression and all that kind of stuff. But then when we moved it here to Kalamazoo, the Kaleidosong and the K-A-L at the beginning was just like perfect. It was kismet. So that group is doing a Monteverdi piece that's really about, the love for nature for those people in our audience that are really moved by being outside and being honoring the spaces around us that nature has provided. College singers are doing some Queen. So there's some more popular – we're doing Somebody to Love, arrangement of that. So, yeah, really, truly, I mean, from 1500s all the way up through – would that be the 1970s?
70s?
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, the Moira Smiley piece. And so I think I always feel like we say this, well, there's something for everyone. But in this case, I don't think if you have a pulse, there'll be at least several pieces that you will love on this concert and hopefully be moved by and, maybe step away from the concert being a bit wiser about, just the idea of love or community or our relationship with ourselves and each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now's the time I just ask about what's happening after this concert next Wednesday. What are you looking forward to?
Let's see. Well, ACDA conference comes right after that.
I leave
the next day to go to Chicago for that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just...
So more ideas, for our next go-around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for Bach Festival, of course, we present Feast or Famine in May in Chicago and June here in Kalamazoo. And this is a Walton Belshazzar's Feast. Huge tour de force that we're doing with K-Phil, with Andrew Kohler, and then the U.S. premiere of Stankovic Requiem for the Victims of a Famine. And so some really interesting repertoire coming up for Bach Festival.
And kind of a hard sell in a way because they're two big pieces and we don't have them in our ears. So
yeah. The Walton is very much, it's... You hear a lot of the sort of same sort of sonorities that you would hear in a John Williams Star Wars score, heavy brass, bombastic, huge, dramatic choruses.
Where are you putting that concert? Is that Chenery?
That one is at Chenery.
Yeah. Great place.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Yeah, it's a good thing to make a commitment to now.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Indeed.
To say, you know, this is something I won't be able to hear for the next 10 years.
You can't find it. Chorus is doing it. I mean, it's really, really rarely performed. And so it's an opportunity for us and for our audience to hear something. And it's so relevant because it talks about, you know, the ideas of social inequities that still exist and the idea of excess. And I think trying to get at that question that all of us are asking, which is, you know, how do we serve the people around us? How do we serve others and create community in a place like Kalamazoo and beyond?
And your turn, Michael. Kalamazoo Male Chorus?
Kalamazoo Male Chorus. The next big thing for us is May 20th. It's the final concert of the 90th season. And it's all about the male chorus and their friends. We have invited several friends that we've performed with over the years, dating back, predating my time with the chorus, and then folks are joining us who've performed with us most recently, and we are really looking forward to that concert.
Well, do you have a suggestion for how we can end the hour here?
Well, I think we're all happy together.
I think it's a good go out.
We should end with the Turtles singing "Happy Together." This is the original arrangement from 1967 when they bumped Penny Lane off the top 40 charts. And the male chorus is doing a real tight harmony barbershop version of this next week.
Well, Michael and Chris, thanks so much for previewing this concert.
Thank you, Kara.
Thanks, Kara.
It's next Wednesday, 7 p.m., KalamazooBachFestival.org for more information.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime.